AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. There's a crowd gathered at a Palm Beach County airport in Florida where President Trump will soon be taking off for a flight to New York. They're mostly Trump fans gathered to show their support for the former president as he faces a criminal arraignment tomorrow in New York City on charges related to a hush money case. The AP's Eric Tucker reports there is high security already at the courthouse.
New York City is bracing for the potential security concerns surrounding the arrival of Donald Trump. Last month, when he warned that his arrest was imminent, he encouraged his supporters to protest that decision.
The former Manhattan DA who started the investigation, Cyrus Vance Jr., says the former president and his supporters are wrong to claim that the case is political, saying that his records requests to Trump all withstood court challenges.
Reviewed by two separate district courts, two separate courts of appeal, and twice by the United States Supreme Court, all of whom found no evidence that politics was motivating our actions.
Vance appeared on NBC's Meet the Press. More storms, perhaps damaging, are in the forecast tomorrow for Arkansas, already devastated by tornadoes last week. Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders on KAIT says she's activated the National Guard.
The hardest hit areas of the state, we've got 40 plus members on the ground here that will be aiding in that, as well as volunteers coming in from all over. And that'll be one of the top priorities ahead of Tuesday, is making sure we address that as best we can.
At least 32 people were killed in the storms that ravaged the South and Midwest. U.S. border security has been a major concern and a political talking point, but a bipartisan effort to rewrite the laws led by the so-called Gang of Eight U.S. senators has fizzled out in the House. Big sports night in Houston as the NCAA championship is decided. This is AP News. Burkina Faso has been racked by violence linked to extremist groups, but some civilians say they're more afraid of the country's security forces.
One morning in mid-February, 16-year-old Adama went to tend his grandmother's cattle not far from her rural home. He never returned, but days later, harrowing video began circulating that showed him laying bloodied along with six other lifeless boys inside the dusty courtyard of what has been identified as a military base near the regional capital. Men in fatigues chuckle, calling the boys good for nothing. One of them slammed a rock down onto Adama's head. An AP analysis determined the troops were members of Burkina Faso's security forces, which until recently received military training and hardware from the United States and the European Union. I'm Jennifer King.
South Korea says its Navy, along with the U.S. and Japan, have begun their first anti-submarine drills in 6 months to boost coordination against an increasing threat from North Korea. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.